Larry Midas here, Leadership Larry, with a leadership tip regarding laughter. Have you spent much time lately around children? Depending on where you are on the timeline of your life and what activities you participate in, you may be spending most of your time around adults. One noticeable difference you may observe between children and adults is that children tend to laugh more. Some bodies of research suggest that on average, a child can laugh up to 300 times per day, as opposed to an adult who on average laughs just 17 times per day. Well, I know what you're thinking. Of course, kids laugh more. They have less stress and less responsibilities than I do. Well, that may very well be true. I want you to consider how you're going to manage your stress and responsibilities. There's an old adage that says, laughter is the best medicine. Medical and psychological experts say laughter decreases stress hormones and increases immune cells and infection-fighting antibodies, improving your resistance to disease. You also don't need to see your doctor, get a referral, or swing by the pharmacy to pick up some laughter. As a business consultant, I like to walk around the buildings and departments of my prospects and clients. There are days when I don't actually say much besides hello. My goal is to observe. Are people smiling? Do they appear to be busy? Do they look upset, unhappy, or overwhelmed? Do I hear any laughter? When it comes to laughter, unfortunately, it's usually crickets. On average, Americans spend 90,000 hours of their lives at work. That's an enormous amount of time compared to how much time you spend eating, sleeping, or relaxing. I hope that most of your 90,000 hours are not spent in misery in pursuit of a paycheck. Here are some additional upsides to laughter. It can improve your creativity, lower your blood pressure. It can boost your memory. It can help you tone your abs if you laugh hard enough long enough. And it can help you connect to other people. Laughter might also help set the tone of your corporate culture and attract talent to your organization. I don't know about you, but I can't remember the last time I saw a hiring ad that said, "We laugh a lot around here." Well, go ahead and work that into your ad copy. I think you'll get a positive response. Laughter is good medicine, and it's contagious. Don't get me wrong. I know we all have stress, many responsibilities, and days in our lives that are darker than others. Many of us do serious work. But I've often said to my clients, relax. We're not launching missiles here. Call a timeout. We'll figure this out. Take a step back. Think of something that makes you laugh. Call someone or hang around people who make you laugh. Think like a kid again. Get back to your mind being open to possibilities, unjaded, and more comfortable with risk. Get back to laughing and then spread that laughter around. I'm Larry Midas, Leadership Larry. Make today a great day and be sure to visit speakingofstrategy.com or contact me directly at leadershiplarry@gmail.com.